Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If your brain is at full capacity with to-dos, birthdays, and dinner plans, meet Skylight Calendar. It syncs your entire family schedule onto a sleek digital display so you focus on important things like where you left your coffee. Right now, Skylight is offering our listeners $30 off their 15-inch calendars by going to skylightcal.com/talk. Go to skylightcal.com/talk for $30 off your 15-inch calendar. That's skylightcal.com/talk.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM in Accra, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana and on X Spaces and Facebook. Coming up, the Supreme Court resumes sitting on the four vacant parliamentary seats controversy.
The subject matter of this suit before this court is a constitutional dispute and not a matter involving political parties.
We'll also hear from former President Kufuor charged the two sides on the raging controversy.
They should stop disturbing the peace of the nation with technicalities.
Also, Attorney General warns that the parliamentary stalemate threatens efforts to combat illegal mining, especially the revocation of the LI, which allows mining in forests.
So, in my view, the freedom of parliament to sit now is militating against the fight against the Gramsci.
In business,
Bank of Ghana directs all financial institutions to hold termination partnership with global remittance giant TapTap Send for the next 1 month violation of the Foreign Exchange Act.
And also, Ghana drops to 30th place in the Mo Ibrahim Africa Security and Safety Index, highlighting a rise in violence against civilians. We have details of that with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Please stay. Now, the Supreme Court will today begin hearing the substantive case on the declaration of the four parliamentary seats vacant. An early application by the Speaker to reverse the ruling was dismissed by the Chief Justice, who expressed concern over a potential constitutional crisis. The court is expected to clarify the matter later this morning. Here are excerpts of what transpired at the last sitting of the court.
Speaker of Parliament Alban Bagbin took aim at the judgment of the Supreme Court that stayed its ruling on those four seats. He asked his lawyers to file an application to get that set aside. But even before that argument will be had in court, his lawyer was on his feet in opposition to one member of the panel, Justice Yao Enesgayou.
He was known to be associated with the New Patriotic Party. And in fact, he was the parliamentary candidate in one of their constituencies in the Volta region.
After listening to the arguments on both sides, the Supreme Court, the five-member panel, did not agree with Thaddeus Sory, lawyer for the Speaker, that Justice Yao Ernest Gayewu should recuse himself from the case.
This court must take judicial notice of the fact that within the ranks of the Superior Court is a former Member of Parliament for the National Democratic Congress, a former General Secretary of the People's National Convention. The subject matter of this suit before this court is a constitutional dispute and not a matter involving political parties. The objection is therefore misconceived.
The court then zoomed into hearing the substantive case. It first heard from Thaddeus Sory, who raised a litany of issues with the judgment of the Supreme Court, which he said should convince the same court to vacate that earlier ruling.
The writ or the processes on the basis of which the court's jurisdiction was invoked for the order are void because they were filed in violation of the rules of the courts.
Well, we'll be in court this morning to hear what will transpire there also. Still in court, former President John Kufuor has criticized the majority and minority caucuses, urging them to avoid actions that disrupt national peace. He spoke in an interview with sister station Asimpa FM.
Immediately, just a hybrid. Just a executive. Judiciary, by operation of...
We operate a hybrid system of governance. The judiciary, by operation of law, is passive, but once it's activated, it is the final authority that interprets the constitution. For Ghana's sake, even if there are hidden forces manipulating the situation, I will plead with the Speaker of Parliament to step up and show leadership. What's happening in Parliament is embarrassing. It can destroy his illustrious record.
History, no, on my recording in ways.
And you heard the former President John Kufuor. Now, Attorney General Godfred Yeboah-Dammeh has warned that the revocation of the legal instrument allowing mining in forest reserves could face delays if the ongoing parliamentary impasse is not resolved. Last month, he instructed the Environmental Protection Agency to submit the instrument to Parliament for revocation, following demands from organized labor. But he says the gridlock is now threatening the commitment to the fight.
Immediately, just a hybrid, just a executive.
I was duly laid in Parliament on 12 October. So, in my view, the freedom of Parliament to sit now is militating against the fight against Gadamsi. The freedom of Parliament to sit now is militating against the fight against Gadamsi. Because under Article 11, Clause 7 of the Constitution, any other rule or regulation enacted pursuant to a power conferred on a person under the Constitution or any law shall come into force only A, when it is laid before Parliament, B, when it is gazetted on the date laid before Parliament, C, after the SP of 21 sitting days of Parliament.
Away from that, with 26 days to the December 7 elections, Ghana's security and safety has experienced a significant decline among African countries. According to the 2024 Mo Ibrahim Index of African Governance, Ghana now ranks 30 out of 54 African nations. Kojo Yangson joins me in studio with details of this. Kojo, what does it say?
Well, the index evaluates several factors, including the absence of armed conflict, violence against civilians, forced immigration, human trafficking, forced labor, crime rates, and the public's perception of safety. A score of 100 represents ideal conditions, while zero indicates the worst.
How has Ghana scored over recent years?
Now, in 2023, Ghana scored 73.2, a slight improvement from 72.8 in 2022. Now, since the index began in 2014, Ghana's scores rose from 81.7, reaching its highest at 82.9 in 2017. However, they have steadily declined since then, hitting a low in 2022 before the modest rebound to 73.2 in 2023.
What about Ghana's ranking over the years?
Now, Ghana's best ranking was 13th in 2017, corresponding with our highest score. Since then, we've dropped and have remained in the 30th position for both 2022 and 2023.
Thank you, Kojo. Now, let's head to the election headquarters. Vice President Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia has announced free dialysis for patients starting December 1, 2024 under the National Health Insurance Scheme. Mr. Bawumia, or Dr. Bawumia, I beg your pardon, spoke at a stakeholder meeting in Old Tafo in Pankrono constituency in the Ashanti region.
Kidney dialysis. So, yabano, and then ampa.
Kidney dialysis has become expensive and a lot of patients are unable to pay for their treatment. 6 months ago, we started the piloting program for patients above 60 and those below 18. We are finally bringing the piloting to an end. From December 1, all patients will receive free treatment under the National Health Insurance Scheme.
18 for the last 6 months. Omoji dialysis and the National Health Insurance free. So, pilot, no? Yeah, the pilot, no? Eba area, yeah, from December 1st.
Also, NDC presidential candidate John Mahama has criticized the NPP-led government for allegedly neglecting communities who voted for the NDC in the 2020 elections. He spoke during his tour of the Central Region. Max Olagbagba reports.
On the second day of his tour of the Central Region, John Mahama visited the Sikuma Odobin Brakwa, Ijumaku Inyan Isiem, Ekonfi Infantsaman, Asen North, Asen Central, and Asen South constituencies. Ekonfi Sumankwahim and Chief of Ekonfi Srafa, Nana Nyeku VII, accused the President Akufo-Addo-led and NPP government of neglect, pleading with John Mahama to intervene if he's elected.
John Dramani Mahama, our young man, Pina, a pie, a mama, a goofy fan, a temper friend. If you don't know, a goofy yafu, don't know.
John Mahama, you ensured development in Ekonfi. And since you left, we have truly felt your absence. Can you believe that since the change in government, we haven't seen even 1 kilometer of asphalted road? It is disappointing because Ekonfi votes. Ekonfi has people. And Ekonfi has prominent leaders. We recognize what you've accomplished and what you are capable of.
And that report by Max Olagbagba. That's how we end this morning's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is business on the Super.